must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. But ask Him, He will deliver. Make all my troubles quickly to Him. I must tell Jesus.
Listening, amen, to hear your voice. We We thank the Lord for Angelus Jones for that wonderful song. That's sort of our adopted theme song, really. Amen. I must tell Jesus. Thank God now, saints of God, it is time for the word. Amen. What a joy it is, amen, to be here tonight. Amen. I told them what I was eating. I said, this is the third service I've been in the last 24 hours. Amen. I think this time last night I was in service. I see Vanda Rutowski back there. She was in service last night. So we've been in three or four services in the last 24 hours. But you know, I don't feel no ways tired. God is so good. Amen. I'm on my way to heaven and I'm enjoying the trip. The Lord tonight. Thank God for our speaker, amen, who's come out to bless us, and certainly always a privilege and an honor to have him in our midst. Amen. He certainly is a great man of God, and I've been our district elder for a long time, and certainly God has tremendously blessed him. And man, that's, you know, some folks, you wonder if you can depend on him, you know. But this man, you don't have to worry about it. If he says something, that's what he's going to do. Bishop Ford, our diocesan bishop, speaks very highly of him and the work that he's done with him there in the Christ Temple Crystal Life Center there in Louisville, Kentucky, being his assistant pastor for more than 20 years. Amen. Very highly respected and loved by the people there in Louisville, Kentucky. So it's my distinct honor tonight, amen, to present for ministry our own district elder, Jerome Williams. And praise God as he comes in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you all. You may be seated. Thank you so much for allowing me to be here tonight, and certainly we want to honor the Lord for his marvelous mercies and his grace unto me. Amen, and what a great blessing it is. Now, before we get started, that song kind of touched my heart. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. And just while he plays a little bit more of that, I want you to just close your eyes. Now, nobody in here is going to get you. Just close your eyes and lean your head back and just think about Jesus. Think about what he's doing for you and the goodness and the mercies that he has provided. Let him surround you right now, amen, as you meditate upon the goodness of the Lord. Now, most of us don't do a lot of meditating anymore. We seem not to have time for it, but it's one of the things in Scripture that Scripture tells us to do. Meditate on the Lord. Be of good courage. Amen. You just got to meditate on him and think about all the blessings that he has provided for you. He got you to this day, which is a blessing to me. Amen. He got me through this day. I've come this far today. Hallelujah. I feel a movement in the presence of his mighty hand. Hallelujah. For his glory surrounds us when we invite him in and we meditate upon him. Amen. And we just touch him. Amen. Hallelujah. We just allow our hearts, amen, to meditate, our minds to think about him and to shut out, amen, the stuff that's going on. Amen. And how great we just exalt him and magnify him and lift him up. Amen. And just think about all the great blessing that he has provided. Amen. And I don't have no sad song with Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that we have troubles and we have issues, but I ain't got no sad song when I close my eyes and just meditate upon his goodness to me. Think of his goodness to you when I think of his goodness to me and all that he has done. Amen. How great is our God. We have health and wealth and strength and being. Amen. Hallelujah. How lovely he is and how marvelous he is. Won't you just raise your voices in a hallelujah and a praise right now. Go on, lift your voice and hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 We can bombard heaven, amen, with our praise and our worship, amen. And God listens. The Bible says that He hears our cry, amen. I like that part there, amen. When I cry out to Him, He hears what I'm saying to Him. Hallelujah. What a glory and a majesty, amen, this day is. I'm once again here in the great city of Paris, Kentucky, and certainly we want to honor our bishop. Amen. I won't demote him. Amen. Our bishop, amen, pastor of, amen, of this great church, and also to the assistant pastor, Elder Persley, and also to our friend and compatriot in the gospel, came out of the, well, he came out. I'm still there. Amen. When Bishop took over 26 years ago in 1992, he at that time asked me to be his assistant pastor. Guess what I said? No. I told him a flat no, went my way. About a week later, he came back and he said, I need you to be my assistant pastor. And I've been his assistant for the 26 years that he's been the pastor at Christ Temple. Just accepting what God wants to do for you is always a blessing to you. Amen. And certainly we thank God for all of you here, for, amen, our praise leaders, and for the Duncan family, and, amen, for the families that are here, for Pastor Leonard, Pastor Ratowski, and for the other pastors and leaders, Sister Dorothy, having, we run across each other occasionally. Amen. Brittany is right. Yeah, Brittany and her husband. Amen. And we thank God for all of you being here tonight. I won't bore you too long tonight. I want to just give you a thought. Now, we're in a new age as far as the church fellowship is concerned, and most of us don't carry Bibles anymore. All right, now I guess some of you do. Then you carry an electronic instrument that I brought an electronic instrument too. All right, but I don't particularly care for it because I can't write and thumb at the same time. So what I have to do is tonight I just set this up just to do the first scripture. All right, so I don't have to read it out of the Bible. And you can see this is well-worn, you know, and I brought the wrong one. This one I keep around the house, and I beat it up pretty good. Amen. But the thing here is some of you don't, you carry electronic instruments, and you don't write much anymore, all right? So electronically, we then have to take maybe a little extra time if you don't have a writing instrument and you don't have paper to write. Amen. How many do have an electronic instrument tonight? If you raise your hand, I'll notice it. All right. So, all right, I want to give you a minute to put it in notes. If you go to notes, you can just type in the scripture and then some of the outline that I'll give you briefly to get started. You might want to just try to remember that, or maybe your thumbs are quick enough to do the rest. For the rest of us that already have a pencil and a paper, amen, we can do it that way. But I know that we have electronic gear. We have a phone, amen. Your phone, there's a place on most phones that says notes, and you can go there and you can open up that, and then you can type in the thing. And we're looking at Luke tonight, chapter number 18, and we are beginning at verse number 18. Amen. Now, for those of you that are typing in the Luke, and if you want the subject, I want you to just put an R there. Put an R. All right? Now, most of the time, we used to write A-R-E. We don't do that anymore. So this is new language. All right? Just put an R. You know what I'm talking about, Sister Leatherwood. There. And then for a U, we used to write Y-O-U. Well, we don't do that no more either. Just put a U there. All right, are you? All right, so instead of A-R-E-Y-O-U, you just put a R and a U. That's the way you do it. Now, I guess this one here is a little tougher. Are you going? It's just G-O-I-N. You don't put the G on the end anymore. Or are you doing? All right? Let me give you doing instead of going. Same thing. D-O-I-N. It's not doing. It's doing. Doing. All right? So are you doing? D-O-W-I-N. And then the last word is enough. Guess how they spell enough? We used to spell it E-N-O-U-G-H. Don't do it that way no more. All right? It's E-N-U-F-F. I'm just doing that to try to get you to see that this is the new age we're living in. And this is the way y'all do text back and forth to one another. And a lot of us older ones, we're not familiar with this system yet. But I'm telling you that that's what's coming. We don't carry this anymore. And so there's a new language out there, and that language is text language. Right? And it's different than what we're used to. It's more like Pig Latin that I never learned to do. I never learned how to speak Pig Latin. And some folks, when they was coming through school and that was adding a certain letter on in the front, I never could get it. Amen. But you understand what I'm talking about. Now, so today's language is a little different. Are you doing enough? Are you doing enough? All right. Now, we're going to use this text in the book of Luke. We're beginning at verse number 18. If you have that, amen, I will read slowly for you so that you can digest this. We're going to digest this particular verse and a few other verses real quickly tonight, and I hope not to bore you. It's about 5 minutes to seven. I will be finished for sure by 7:30. We'll be out of here and gone, all right, because we just don't do much anymore. We're not used to church anymore. And maybe you are here in Paris, but the largest majority of folks, when I was coming up, we went to church twice on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
All right? In the morning and the evening. All right? And we spent somewhere close to 6 hours. And I'm just saying that in spite of the other stuff, right, that we used to do. Then we went to church on Tuesday night for Bible class. So we did 2 hours there. Then we did an hour on Wednesday, right, for prayer. And then we went back for church for 2 hours or 3 hours on Friday night. And sometimes we were there at midnight, starting at 7. We didn't get out. There was 5 hours there. So actually, you know what? If you were to tithe your time to God, you owe him 16.8 hours per week. That's a tithe. It's 168 hours in a week. You need to give God a tenth. So you need to give him 16.8 hours. But we don't stay in church that long, so then we have to fill it. Now, I give you credit for everything else through the week, and you still, most of the time, won't get up to a tithe an hour, all right, or 16.8 hours, all right? So reading and meditating and thinking about the goodness of God is going to get us where we need to go, all right? So one of the things we want to do, all right, is to get ourselves where we need to go. Now, let's listen to this text. That's the worst part about this. You got to keep opening it back up. When you don't look at it very long or tap it, it kind of closes up on you. So that's one reason why to use the Bible. But the pages of the scripture are good, whether it's in this form or this form. Yeah. All right? So the form that it's in is not, we need to listen to what the words are saying. All right? So here we go. A certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Good question. Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? None is good save one, that is God." Good answer. "Thou knowest the commandments." So Jesus says to this young ruler, "Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, number one. Do not kill, number two. Do not steal, number three. Do not bear false witness, number four. Honor thy father and thy mother." That's 5 of the 10 that we know. 5 of the 10 commandments. That's a pretty good grouping, right? Pretty good, all right? So Jesus says to him, do these, at least these 5. He just names all 5. Now, he could have named all 10, but he just named the 5. And he said, here's what the young ruler says, "All these have I kept from my youth up." Now, when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, "Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." And when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" All right? Are you doing enough? Now, this man, from the text, it tells us that he has been doing some things. Now, I don't discredit that if you're hanging out at this assembly or hanging out at a good church. Now, let me tell you, when I say that, baptism in Jesus' name, repentance and faith, and being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost is what the scriptures call for. That's a good church. If you're in a place that preaches and teaches that, you're in a good place. Then it also teaches the commandments of God, and we're all supposed to walk by these commandments. So now, let me kind of digress for a minute to say to you that this year has been a good year. And I don't know if you're here right now, you've had a decent year. Amen. You've had a good year, whether it's been rough, up, down, sideways, whatever. Amen. This has been, 2017 has been a decent year. Yeah. But I cannot live on the victories of 2017 going forward. Amen. Some of us, we want God to open the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings on the victories and the overcoming things we did 15 years ago, 10 years ago, last year. God, I'm going to tell you something. God told me to tell you that he's already paid you for that. You want God to reward you, but you won't go any further with him. Well, I've kept the scriptures. I've walked upright. I've done something. But let me tell you what's happening. Something is holding you back from walking with him further. Hallelujah. This rich young ruler. Now, when he said that this rich young ruler couldn't give up riches, he wasn't really just looking at the riches. He was pointing out that this man had something that he couldn't give up. You're going to have to give up something if you're going to walk with Christ into the new year. If you're going to have victory in the new year, you got to give up something to walk with Christ. Amen. You can't live on past victories. You can't live in the past. Israel comes out and they do some things, right? But when they get in the wilderness, they keep going around in circles. Around in circles, around in circles. If you're having no victory, perhaps you're going around the same mountain. Amen. And what does Christ say to you? Amen. What does Israel hear from God? You've been going around this mountain long enough. Hallelujah. I want you, amen, to saddle up your stuff and head north. Hallelujah. God says head north. Amen. You know what north is in scripture? North is always where the enemy is. God always sends you forward into the face of the enemy because he knows you've got victory in you. Hallelujah. Don't sit around, amen, this year waiting for God to do something for you. You got to get up from where you are. You got to give up that relaxed feeling that you got. You got to give up the stuff that you don't want to give up, and you got to follow Jesus. Following him ain't easy all the time. I'm already finished, man. I'm finishing up, ain't I? I'm telling you, this young man, he shows us some things. You can walk by the scriptures and still not have a whole lot of victory in your life. Hallelujah. There's always something that just holds you back from doing that next, taking that next step. Hallelujah. With God. Hallelujah. There's some times and some things that's going to come up in your life. You got to overcome them. Amen. The only way you can overcome them is to get with Jesus. I don't know no saved people that don't have trouble. Anybody in here don't have no trouble? Please tell me how to get where you are. Hallelujah. Please tell me how you got where you are. Hallelujah. All of us that live in this life, amen, we got to struggle some of this stuff. Hallelujah. We got a whole lot of obstacles to overcome. Hallelujah. Every day is a struggle sometime. Hallelujah. Sometimes you come to church and you just feel like he ain't there. Amen. You just feel like he's not doing enough for you. Well, he's probably asking you to do something that you haven't done. Amen. You need to walk uprightly before him and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. You got to stand fast in the liberty wherewith he made you free. A lot of times what happens is we get sidetracked. The enemy uses what you don't want to give up to sift you and then cause you to drift away from Christ. He sifts you. Now, a lot of times we think the enemy then puts something on us. No, a lot of times he uses what you won't give up. There's some things that you want and don't want to give up, and God wants you to give them up so he can give you something better. This year, going into 2018, don't make 2018 the same as 2017. Next year, we're supposed to be better than we were this year. Next year, we're supposed to be greater than we were this year. Next year, we're supposed to be more spiritual than we were this year. Amen. If you take a step back, you don't expect anything. I'm expecting some things from God each and every day I live. Every day, I'm supposed to expect something from him, but he's expecting something from me at the same time. This young man, he has a character flaw. You ain't got none, right? Well, I don't know no saved person that God got you off the stool and off the bottle and off the other stuff that you were doing and out of those dark places that you used to frequent. Yeah, I know. Y'all didn't frequent no dark places. Yeah, we were so dark we never went out until it was midnight. Am I talking to somebody up in here? I don't know. Y'all been saved all your life. I ain't been saved all my life. Hallelujah. I've only had the last 40 to walk with God. The first ones were a disaster. Amen. When I look at what God did for me, he got me out of the bar. He got me out of the dark places. Amen. And told me to walk in the light as he is in the light. I was once alien to this. Amen. And now God wants to bless my life. My prayer every day is, Lord, count me worthy to make it into the kingdom. Yes, when I pray, Lord, count me worthy. And I know who I am in some areas because God shows you who you are. Amen. If you've got some stuff that you got to get over this year, get over it in the next 21 days so that you can move on to God in 2018. You'll get no victories. Right? If you still harbor the stuff in your heart. You remember they went up there to Jericho, right? Yeah. And they blasted, right? Yeah. The very next little place, they said, well, we don't have to send everybody up. Let's just send up a few folk, right? So they sent up 8 or 10,000. I don't remember the numbers, so don't quote me. Amen. They sent them up, and the Bible says that the folks in Ai just destroyed them. Yeah. They come back to the camp, and Joshua's crying out, well, what happened? What happened, Lord? What happened? God says to him, there's sin in the camp. As long as there's sin in the camp, you'll have no victories, y'all. As long as there's somebody willing to pick up, amen, the garment that God said to destroy, amen, you won't have the victory. Amen. What's the garment you got that you can't give up? Hallelujah. That's your treasure. Amen. That's your treasure. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Hallelujah. The rich young ruler, his treasure was in his riches. Now, that probably don't affect most of us up in here. We're working at Toyota and working at the hospital, and the rest of us is on that thing called SS, Social with the Security. And let me tell you, you can't trust Trump. No. You're not getting nothing out of this reorganization of the tax structure. You're not getting anything. So quit depending or thinking that he's going to throw you $1,000. If he threw you $600, like he says you're supposed to get, you won't even get that. That's $50 a month. What are you going to do? You can't even buy milk with that. Milk and bread is worth more than 50 bucks. You think he's going to give you $600, so what? What he wants you to do is to spend it into the economy so the rich can get richer. That's all what it's all about. But you got to put your hope and trust in God. Hallelujah. You don't have to worry about what the government is doing. Amen. This year, you need to step up spiritually. Amen. And walk with God on a different level. Remember, God comes down to you, but you need to go up to him. You got to get out of where you are. You're not bound by earthly stuff. When you walk with Jesus, amen, he lifts you up and takes care of you. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, we got to. Are you doing enough? Are you doing enough? You got to do more this year. Amen. You got to put forth the effort. You got to get out of that old stale, selfish ideas that you have. God will give you thoughts that are beyond the stuff that you think. Yes, it is. Sometimes he tells you stuff and you look around, where did that come from? You ever had that happen to you? God will talk to you on the bus. Hey, well, not only will he talk to you, he'll nudge you while you're sitting there in your car. Have you ever had God touch you or come and sit in the seat next to you? Well, no, he's going to drive. No, you do the driving, but he's riding along with you. He will touch you while you sleep. He'll speak to you in the night. If he can't get your attention in the daytime, he wakes you up off your pillow at night. Yeah, he will, because he wants you to learn what he wants of you. The rich young ruler decided that he had had enough. He knows some of the scriptures. He's not ignorant, right? He's been taught, but that's not good enough. The scriptures are only 10 commandments on which the Bible says that the law and the prophets sit upon, right? But the law has to be explained in pieces. That's when you go and you start reading in the Old Testament. You got all this stuff. You say, what is that? It has no relationship to us. Yeah, it does. And it's because he's trying to explain the details of the things that he wants us to know. But a lot of times we're not interested in those details. But you need to get interested in some of those details. If you've been saved a while, you pretty much have mastered all the stuff that we already know. If you've been saved for 5, 6, 7 years, if you've been sitting in Sunday school, you've probably been through the Bible once or twice anyway, if you've been there on a regular basis. Maybe you're not quite through it all. Maybe you read it once. Maybe you haven't. But you probably have just about settled in to what the level of the assembly is. But God's not calling us to just be, what's the word I want to use? Low. He called us to be great. Not only great, he calls us to be greater. He called us to be overcomers, conquerors. We're supposed to be better than everybody else. I'm not better because I downed the person next to me. I'm better because I got God in my life, because I know what he wants out of my life, and because he's blessing me each and every day. He pours out from the windows of heaven and pours me out a blessing. You have to walk with him on a daily basis. Give up this year what he's telling you you got to get rid of. It might be anything. It's not riches, but it is the things that you treasure. What do you treasure over him? What do you treasure over his guidance? What do you treasure over his way? What do you treasure over his love? What do you treasure over his favor? What do you treasure over having him in your life? Hallelujah. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is going to be. I'm a flea market fanatic. I like going to the flea market. Now, y'all don't have to like it because y'all don't like used stuff. Well, y'all keep your little stuff. All right. New stuff isn't as good as old stuff. It isn't. The stuff furniture you buy today is pressed paper. No, you got to go and get some old stuff. You can get some new stuff, but you're going to pay a fortune for good wood. $10,000, $12,000, $14,000, $15,000, $18,000, $20,000 for a table. But you go to the flea market, you might be able to get the same table for a couple of $100. Somebody used it. And this ain't no good. Take some polish and rub it off. Take it home with you. Well, nobody's going to like it. Well, they ain't got to see it. They don't know it's there. But walking with God is a new experience every day to walk with Him, every day to talk with Him, every day to have Him renew to you what it's all about. Are you doing enough to get into the kingdom? The kingdom is where it's at, y'all. The kingdom is where it's at. If you're going to make it into the heavens, you're going to have to please Him, not just walk by parameters. All these things that I've done. I used to be an adulterer. You don't have to, no, look up here. I just told you, this guy, this fella right here, I was an adulterer. If you were sleeping around, I'd sleep with you. But that ain't the way God wants it. So He took me out of that, right? And He tells me not to do that no more. This man already did that. At least he said he did. I've kept that. I can't claim that. He might have claimed that. I couldn't claim that. I ain't kill nobody. I mean, I wanted to, but I ain't kill nobody. Yeah, and sometimes you say folk won't kill somebody. Tell the truth. Shame that devil. Are you doing enough to gate or make it into the kingdom of God? This year coming is going to be an awesome year in God. Close out this year. You got 21 days. Today's the 10th. You have 21 days to close out this year. All right? Let me give you the last part of this, and I'm just going to quote it. The Bible talks about walking in the light. Ephesians chapter 9. I better read it. I got a couple minutes. Let me read Ephesians for you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 11. Ephesians 5, beginning at verse 11. Yes. You ready?
Yes.
And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. But rather, reprove. It means to commit to getting rid of that stuff.
Yes.
Now, we're touched every day by some dark stuff that's around us. Your time on the internet is not all positive time. You got these pop-ups and stuff. If you got a phone, you don't know how they get your number, but they're calling with girls, they're calling with offers, they're calling with a whole lot of stuff, right? You got to be careful. You got to get rid of that. Block that stuff out of your life. Otherwise, and what happens is they get to nagging you enough. And what happens is if you're not careful, you'll yield to that stuff. Get rid of it. Amen. Wipe it out. I don't know how you're going to get away from it, but it's up to you to get away from it. Right? Verse number 12. For what? It is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. All right? This young ruler has a secret within him. It's not exposed until Jesus exposes it to him. And what does he do? His character says, I can't do that. His character says, I can't give it up. Amen. Jesus exposes it and shows him, amen, this is what you got. Sell this stuff. And Jesus promises him treasure greater than what he already got.
Yes.
Greater treasure.
Yes.
He promises him. Jesus. But because he had great riches, amen, and some of us, we ain't got no riches, but we're holding on to stuff, amen, that keeps us from getting what God wants us to have. Yeah. Amen. This year coming, I want what God wants me to have. Yeah. Am I doing enough? I got to listen to the voice of God. A lot of times it's going to come through the man of God. It's going to come through the woman of God. It's going to come through the preachers that preach to you. Amen. You got to listen. A lot of times, it's so subtle sometimes. Amen. Don't you remember when God had the disciples, amen, and he had the multitude around? The Bible says that he fed the multitude. And then he talked to them in parables, right? The sower went out to sow. Amen. And he threw the sow, and you know that account in scripture. And then the disciples come in and said, "Master, what are you talking about?" But then he said, he took them aside, amen, and he said to them, amen, "It is given, amen, for them to know, but not to understand. But to you, it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom." Yeah. The mystery of the kingdom is ours. It's not going to be displayed every place. You can't get this on the bar stool, y'all. You can't get this at the nightclub, y'all. It's only here that the mysteries of the kingdom are explained and expounded unto us and delivered to us, amen, through spiritual understanding. And Jesus explains it to us. This year coming, God's going to open the windows of heaven and pour out some blessings. Amen. But you got to be prepared in order to receive the riches of heaven. Hallelujah. You got to put your confidence and trust in God. Give up the dark stuff that's in your character and in your spirit. We all got it. Don't say you're not saved. Folk got it. Yes, they do. What cuss word you forgot? Huh? And you got to be careful when you go in one of them stores. The enemy will subtle. He'll trick you. That girl will shortchange you a dollar. You'll be ready to say something you shouldn't say. She sure changed your quarter. You be done jumped over the counter at her and grabbed her in her throat. Well, saved folk. I'm not talking about no unsaved folk. I'm talking about folk that know the scripture, that have been living right. But if you're not careful, the enemy, he's so subtle and so tricky. Amen. He can deceive us. Hallelujah. But all the things that are reproved are made manifest. All the things that are shown out through the Spirit, God says they're made manifest to the light, and we're the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. It shows out. Don't you know, next year coming, you need to be better than you are. All right, you're good now. You've been following the scriptures. This man did that too. But was he going to be any better than next year? Not until he gave up what Christ told him to give up. He'd have still been walking in those commandments, and he would have been okay, amen, out of some stuff. But he wouldn't have been okay when it came to his soul, because he wouldn't give it up. But all these things, verse number 14, wherefore he saith, do what? Awake, thou that sleepest. Now, were they really asleep as we understand sleep on a pillow? No. They're hearing, but their eyes and their ears are shut up because they don't really want to hear what Christ has to tell them. You have to listen, and then you have to do. All right? You just can't hear it on Sunday and walk out the door, because when you do that, if you hear it on Sunday and Monday, you same person, you didn't make any benefit for Sunday. You didn't get any benefit out of church if you didn't make some changes on Monday. If you're the same person you was on Saturday going Sunday and went on to Monday, you didn't get the benefit of what Christ was trying to teach you at the assembly, at the fellowship. Amen. One good thing about this rich young lawyer, he came to Jesus. Yes. Right? He came to Jesus. At least he knew that much. He came to the right person, but he didn't want to hear what the right person had to say. I'm going to tell you, a lot of folks, Bishop will tell you this all the time. They come into your office and they say, please, 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 please. And you give them all the information they need and they go right out and do something different. Those of us that are counseling and been around people, it will surprise you. Why are you coming to me and you're not going to do nothing? I tell you and give it, and you came for information. I give you information. You go back out and do the same thing. Then you want me to come and bail you out. I'm not bailing you out. And I don't mean money. They want you to bail them out of this. Pray for me that this gets off of me. Pray for me that that gets off of me. How did you get all entangled in that mess when you wasn't supposed to be in the mess to start with? Yeah. Let me read the rest of this. See then that you walk what? Circumspectly. Not as a fool, but as wise. Don't you know we're called to be wise people? I'm not called to down anybody, but when I look and I see stuff, my eyes are open. I'm looking to be careful that I don't get caught in something. Now, sometimes, and listen, we're human. The enemy gets us from time to time, don't he? Y'all don't have to say amen. I'll say amen for you. Amen. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord here? Follow Jesus. This year, commit to follow Jesus. Now, what you hear at the assembly is a general thing, but he's going to talk to you personally, just like he talked to this rich young ruler. His personal thing was he had something that he couldn't give up. God might have, you might have something that you can't give up. Amen. But most of the time, he's not after this man's money. He's not interested in that. It's a character flaw. Jesus is in the business of getting us, my Lord's getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Hallelujah. I want to be able to stand in that day. I've got my mind made up. My heart is fixed. Now, if I don't make it, it's because I fouled it up, not because God fouled it up. Nobody's going to get up there and accuse him, hallelujah, that you didn't give me a fair shake. Yes, he gave you a fair shake, but you didn't want.